From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies Monday afternoon dispatched to a residence on the 2300 block of Grace Avenue in McKinleyville for the report of an armed robbery. A 39-year-old woman there told them that she had arranged a ride with two subjects, later identified as 36-year-old Travis Mann and 34-year-old Sherry Jo Bennett, to complete some errands. According to the victim, as the group returned to McKinleyville, Mann reportedly stopped the vehicle near the intersection of Babbler Road and Grace Avenue, then exited, brandished a firearm at the victim, and got her out of the vehicle. Mann then took the victim's purse and fled the area in the vehicle with Bennett. During the investigation, deputies learned that the vehicle associated with those two may be in the Arcata area. An Arcata police officer saw a female subject matching the description of Bennett enter a residence on the 2100 block of Tina Court. Mann and Bennett were found inside. During a search inside, deputies found the firearm believed to have been used with the robbery. During a search of Mann, deputies found car keys associated with the stolen vehicle. Mann booked into the Humboldt County Jail on charges including robbery, possession of a firearm and commission of a felony, and other counts. Bennett booked on a charge of robbery and possession of stolen property. A section of C Street in Eureka between Henderson and Grotto had to be shut down for a time yesterday after a fire at a single-family home there. Happened on the 2800 block of C Street. At least one person suffering smoke inhalation and was treated by an ambulance crew at the scene. The fire reported just after noon. A second alarm was activated for additional help. A pan of grease had been left unattended on the stovetop. Damage to the structure estimated at $50,000. An Arcata City Councilwoman's been named to the Governor's Advisory Group on Homelessness. Sophia Pereira will be among those joining Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg and L.A. County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas in meetings across the state to assist local governments in crafting their regional strategies to address homelessness, with a particular focus on homelessness prevention as well as early intervention, reports the Redwood Times. Some federal money on the table in Del Norte County for residents who need emergency food and shelter. The clock is ticking, though. The deadline to apply is tomorrow. FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program cut a check to the county for just under $13,000. Usually it's for food, but by definition can be used for back rent, security deposits, utilities. So far, there have been no applications. Any organizations interested in receiving a portion of the dollars set aside should reach out to the county with news. I'm Peter Killeen.